Good morning, everybody. Happy Friday. This is Scott Morozek in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And this news update is being brought to you by Bresky Siding and Building Repair. Call Derek for all your roofing, gutter, and siding needs at 989-529-8167. Couple of announcements here. Deckerville Schools, they're releasing students at 12:30 today. Deckerville Schools releasing students at 12:30. And also, Sure Meals on Wheels has been canceled today. That Sure Meals on Wheels has been canceled. A lot of time, effort, and money went into the renovations and preservation of the old Hadley Town Hall. The hall was built in 1884. It has had several repairs and some renovations done over the years, but this last effort to restore a part of the township's history was extensive. The cost was about $100,000. To show off all the renovations that have been done there, there will be an open house from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Saturday, March 28th, with a ribbon cutting at noon. In 2003, the township built a new hall at 4293 Pratt Road. Until the new office was done, the Board of Trustees kept township records in their homes and worked out of them also. Keith John Finkbeiner has entered a no-contest pleas to two felony charges in a case involving child sexual abuse material and the use of a computer to commit a crime. A no-contest plea means the defendant does not admit guilt but accepts conviction as if a guilty plea had been entered. The charges carry significant potential penalties. The first offense carries a possible sentence of up to 7 years in prison and a $50,000 fine, while the second charge carries a maximum penalty of 10 years in prison and a $5,000 fine, along with possible reimbursement of investigative costs. Both convictions also require Tier 2 sex offender registration for 25 years. Finkbeiner remains free on a $3,500 bond with 10% required for release while the case moves toward sentencing. Court officials said he must comply with all pre-sentence investigation requirements while awaiting the next hearing. Authorities are investigating a deadly shooting that occurred Thursday morning at a rural property south of Mayville. Deputies were called to the 9700 block of Willits Road after a report of gunfire. When officers arrived, they found a man dead at the scene. Another man who was on the property was taken into custody without incident. Detectives say they believe the two men knew each other, and early information suggests that the shooting was an isolated incident. Officials emphasize that there is no ongoing threat to the public. Additional details have not yet been released as the investigation continues. We'll be right back.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, whose house is the nicest on the block of them all?
Not yours.
What do you mean?
Your siding is faded, your gutters are falling off, and you have shingles missing. I suggest you call Bresky Siding and Building Repair.
I'm going to call Bresky Siding and Building Repair right now. Mirror, mirror on the wall, now whose house is the nicest of them all?
Yours is, kind sir. Yours is.
Call me, Derek Bresky, at Bresky Siding and Building Repair today to make your house look like the nicest of them all.
Call my dad, 989-529-8167.
An official in Lebanon says a man with a rifle who crashed into a large Michigan synagogue in what federal officials are saying was an attack had lost four family members in his native country in an Israeli airstrike last week. Officials say 41-year-old Ayman Mohammed Ghazali was killed by security after ramming a vehicle into Temple Israel in West Bloomfield yesterday. The official in eastern Lebanon told the Associated Press that Ghazali's two brothers and a niece and nephew were killed at their home in the March 5th airstrike. Ghazali was granted U.S. citizenship in 2016. And thousands of snow geese touch down at a Pennsylvania reservoir each spring, turning sunrise into a loud, swirling liftoff that draws big crowds. A few dozen bird watchers gather before dawn at the Middle Creek Wildlife Preserve to catch the moment. After sunrise, the flock rises from the water's surface suddenly, circles, and then heads out to nearby fields to feed. The State Game Commission says Middle Creek has hosted huge groups of 100,000 or more in recent years. Scientists warn the geese have grown so abundant that their numbers have damaged breeding grounds in the Canadian Arctic. There are also concerns about avian influenza. And that's your Thumb Broadcasting News update for this hour, and it was brought to you by Bresky Siding and Building Repair. Call Derek for all your roofing, gutter, and siding needs at 989-529-8167. And remember, you can get news stories just like these and even more news, information, and obituaries 24/7 online at thumbnet.net.